It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello and good morning, everyone. A minute or so before noon, I can say that. Welcome to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. It's time for Junior Varsity Girls Basketball at Jay County and Fort Recovery getting together for the annual Border Battle 2020. Along with Zeb Hudson, I'm Justin Mangold. Our sugar producer is Eric Catterly. Again, Jay County and Fort Recovery. And Zeb, why don't you check out the starters for this junior varsity contest?
First for Fort Recovery, at guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 5, Callie Wendell. At guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 13, Elizabeth Allig. At guard, a 5'7 freshman, number 14, Kenzie Garkey. At guard, a 5'10 freshman, number 22, Mara Pearson, as Molly Mullenkamp scores a layup off of the opening tip for Jay County. And the last for Fort Recovery, at guard, a 5'6 sophomore, number 30, Faith Wendell. For Jay County, at guard, a 5'6 freshman, number 10, Braylee Van Skyhawk. At guard, forward, a 5'6 sophomore, number 12, Paige Mumbauer. At forward, a 5'10 freshman, number 24, Bella Denton. At forward, a 5'10 freshman, number 30, Molly Mullenkamp. And at forward, a 5'6 freshman, number 34, Danielle May.
Jay County with the ball off the Fort Recovery miss. In the lane, shots no good by May. A rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Kenzie Garkey. The Indians try and get on the scoreboard for the first time today.
Turned the ball over last possession.
Okay.
There was a steal by Jay County. That ball was knocked away in the corner by Paige Mumbauer.
So it will be Fort Recovery basketball out of bounds. Having trouble on the inbounds. They do get it in to Callie Wendell. Wendell goes to her right into the corner. Mara Pearson with the ball. Passes the left side long. Two-pointer is good for Faith Wendell. Ties the game up at two here early in this first quarter, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Indians. And that was Elizabeth Allig knocking it out.
Fort Recovery putting on full court press, and Jay County wasn't ready for it. They didn't have anybody back.
Inbounds comes into Van Skyhawk, and she lost it out of bounds, and will go to Fort Recovery. Jay County comes in at 3-2 on the season. Fort Recovery is 1-3. As far as junior varsity records go, Callie Wendell goes to her left. Now to Faith Wendell. Ball is deflected, picked up by the Patriots. Here comes Braylee Van Skyhawk. And she will set up the offense for Jay. To her left to Mumbauer. Mumbauer down low. Turning back outside it goes to May. May to her right to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp spins, lost it, deflected by Fort Recovery out of bounds. It will stay with the Patriots. 2-2 the score here early first quarter. Junior varsity action here this afternoon now. Molly Mullenkamp, the freshman with the basketball, goes to her left. That is Danielle May. May to the free throw line. Almost travel goes to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp from the hoop, cut off, lost the ball. It's picked up by Fort Recovery. And then traveling called on the Indians.
She reached for it, grabbed it, but then rolled back over onto her back, and that finally trapped
it. So we'll go back to Jay County.
She just stayed on her stomach, like, should have been all right.
Yes. Mullenkamp on the inbounds, and it's deflected back out, and we'll have a tie-up, and that will go to Fort Recovery. She cannot pass the ball that low and expect it to be caught. seen that at times this year. On the left side is Faith Wendell. Wendell over to Kinsey Garkey. Garkey to Alec. Back around to the right side to Callie Wendell. Callie to Elizabeth Alec. Alec back to Callie Wendell. Wendell will spin back to Alec. Alec left side. That is Kinsey Garkey. Garkey up top to Callie Wendell. Callie spins, goes to the right side to Pearson. She'll drive, lost the ball, got a back, threw it up, missed it. Got her on rebound, shot is good. Mara Pearson makes it 4-2, the lead for Fort Recovery. Her first lead of the day. Mollenkamp with it for the Patriots, almost double dribbled. Goes right side to May. May tried to feed down low, and Bella Denton had already started to cut to the hoop, and it goes out of bounds, but last touch by Fort Recovery.
Yeah, I think Denton thought that was a shot.
And that was supposed to be a pass to her. She wasn't ready for it, and she just lost out of bounds again. Third turnover on the Patriots that will get Cash Hollowell into the game on the next stop. 4-2 in Denton's lead. On the left side is Kinsey Garkey. Garkey feeds it down low to Alec, back out around. Faith Wendell with the basketball. Ball deflected and picked out by Danielle May of Jay County. May will try to go coast to coast and is cut off. We'll get it back outside to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp to Denton. Denton, nice pass down low to May. She'll draw a foul.
Foul beat on Elizabeth Alec as she limps over to the bench and has to be taken out.
We cover with only two bench players, so I guess three now. No, I was right. There are only two bench players. Two shots coming up for Bella Denton. Is that May?
It's May.
It's May. Okay.
Abby Knapke checked in for Alec.
And they let her go out before the first free throw was attempted because of the injury. So
yes.
The Patriot players had to wait to come out.
Cash Hollowell again came in for Denton. And if the free throw was made, Shemp would come in. But she missed the free throw. Rebound Fort Recovery.
One of two for May. And then Fort Recovery gets the rebound and throws it away. Van Skyhawk quickly down the court to Mollenkamp. So missed the shot. Rebound is picked up by Jay County. Shot's no good by Mollenkamp. Patriots get the rebound. Bailey Van Skyhawk for three. It's no good. Back of the rim. Rebound fought for, and it'll be a held ball to Jay County.
Hollowell and Mollenkamp in there, along with Knapke for full recovery. And Shimp finally comes in for May for Jay County.
4-3 is the score. Patriots in the lead. Down low it goes. Ball deflected, picked up by Mumbauer. She'll miss the shot. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians. And Jay County Fort Recovery Junior Varsity Basketball here this afternoon. Right now it is 4-3 the lead for the home Indians. Ball on the left side, long two-pointer is no good for Callie Wendell. The rebound taken down by the Patriots. They have numbers. Here comes Van Skyhawk, and she'll miss. The rebound taken down by Mollenkamp. Out to Mumbauer, long two is no good. Van Skyhawk, the cleanup, no good. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Kinsey Garkey. 4-3, the lead for Fort Recovery. Top with the basketball is Mara Pearson. Fort Recovery is without a couple of players today, so a little shorter roster than I saw the last time I saw them play. On the outside is Mara Pearson, and she lost out of bounds but deflected by Mumbauer.
Lindsay Wendell will come in, and Faith Wendell will come out for Fort Recovery. Angel Claraday in for Jay County and Braylee Van Skyhawk out.
4-3, still the score here in the first quarter. Indians lead. And junior varsity action here today. Ball comes on the inbounds to Pearson, and a foul on the Patriots.
Could be on him. Her first. Team's first.
You were right. He was wrong. 4-3 in the lead for Fort Recovery. Driving toward the hoop is Callie Windows. She'll miss the shot. Kemp gets the rebound for Jay County. Then Fort Recovery knocks it back out.
I think Jay County thought that was off on them.
Seemed like it was off of Fort Recovery. But all the Patriot players are going back to play defense.
The referee pointed it was Jay County's ball.
Kemp with the ball for Jay. Needs help. Coming to give it to Molly Mullenkamp, and Fort Recovery deflects it, picks up the turnover, and then they lost out of bounds, but they say it was deflected by Jay County.
He's off of Mullenkamp.
No one can hold on to the basketball right now.
Maybach
in for the Patriots. Going out is Mumbauer. Wendell on the trigger for Fort Recovery, nearly stolen away by Shemp. But the Indians do keep the ball. Three won't be taken by Callie Wendell. She was open. Now she lost it. Angel Clairday picks up the loose chain. The Patriots have it back. And again, a chance to take the lead. Mullenkamp gets a screen. Now throws it away.
I think she anticipated him picking and rolling. But
she set the pick, but not the roll. Pearson scores for Fort Recovery off the turnover. And it's 6-3, the Indians, with a three-point lead.
With 40 seconds to go.
Mullenkamp across the timeline for Jay. Goes to her, right to May. May toward the baseline, cut off. Needs help with Shemp. Shemp will drive toward the hoop, has a lane, tries to go to Clairday. It's deflected, and Fort Recovery has a back. Here comes Pearson down the court. She'll miss the shot, but draw a foul.
I'll be on Cash Hollowell as she hustled back to attempt to block the shot, but got most arm.
Free throws for Fort Recovery.
Make Pearson earn him at the line for Fort Recovery.
The first is good.
Faith Wendell comes in. Kinsey Garkey will go out for Fort Recovery.
One more free throw for Pearson. And that is good. Pearson has 6 of Fort Recovery's 8. It's 8-3 now with 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Trip across midcourt. Has it deflected. And has to go in the backcourt to get it with 7 seconds. Quickly to Hollowell. He'll come down, stop, needs help. Needs help, has nowhere to travel. Go, and that'll leave the quarter. Was waiting on a teammate to come to her, and it just wasn't going to happen in time. And that's the quarter. After one, it's Fort Recovery 8, and Jay County 3 in this junior varsity contest here today. We'll come back quarter number 2 after this.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned health department pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterilely in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 8-3 the Indians lead as we go to the second quarter. First quarter stats.
C.J. County was 1 of 8 for 13% from the floor. 1 of 2 for 50% from the free throw line. Fort Recovery. Covey was 3 of 6 for 50% from the floor, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. No three-pointers taken by either team in that first quarter. Now I have Jay County out rebounding Fort Recovery 6-5.
And then with the ball, Callie Wendell goes to her left to Kinzigarki. Back to Callie Wendell. Wendell in trouble. The ball is loose. Picked up by Jay County with the loose ball as Brianna Dirksen. Dirksen will bring it down. Tries to go to Jayden Clater, and it's knocked out of bounds. But last touch by Jay County.
Right idea there for Dirksen. I think she lost the ball on the way up, so she really didn't have a shot, but she did have somewhat of a path to get the ball to Clater, but too many arms.
5-point Indian lead. Ball loose, picked up by the Patriots and Brianna Dirksen. 5-4 recovery turnovers. Jay County also has 5. Right side, Shrimp open for 3. Missed it. The rebound taken down by Clater. Clater gets it back outside, and the Patriots will reset with Dirksen. Dirksen to her left will spin. Needs some help. Goes to the right side. With the basketball is Danielle May. May bumped, lost the ball, and will be out of bounds. 2-foot recovery.
May is learning the hard way that fouls are going to have to be really hard.
Full contact basketball.
Yes.
So they were warned ahead of time. Well, 8-3 the lead, and Fort Recovery just lost out of bounds. Miscommunication on that pass. The county's been stuck on 3 for quite a while. Cross midcourt, coming to Patriots to the right side with it is May. May up top, 3 in the air for Dirksen is no good. Rebound, May up and no good. Rebound for Clater, she'll put it up and miss. Rebound for May up and in. 4 times, and they finally got it to fall. And it's 8-5. So you consider that good rebounding. This is Jay coming. Indians with the ball, lost it. Briefly was Lindsay Wendell. And now they do throw it away. Out of bounds, TJ County trailing 8-5. Brianna Dirksen across the timeline. Nice pass to Shemp. Shemp just holding the ball, needs some help. And it's knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery on the pass intended for May.
Abby Kanapke back in as Lindsay Wendell will get a rest for Fort Recovery.
I think Jay County does have the advantage in numbers today because I don't think Pearson's going to play this quarter. So she's on the bench, so they're down to 1 bench player. Ball deflected, picked up by Fort Recovery. Another Patriot turnover. On the left side is Callie Wendell. Wendell gets it up top. Long 2 is no good. Rebound taken down eventually by Fort Recovery. It was deflected a couple of times, and it ends up in out of bounds area. It will be Fort Recovery ball.
Shemp out. Bradley Van Skyhawk in for Jay County.
Ball deflecting on the inbounds, but Callie Wendell does come out with it. Wendell goes to her left, back to Callie. Callie will drive. She's double teamed, needs some help, and Jay County has the steal. Here come the Patriots down the court. Layup is up and good. That is Dirksen. Wow.
Dirksen didn't have numbers, but she still made it.
Yes, 1-on-2. Makes it 8-7, the score. 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Up top, look at this, Callie Wendell. And then goes right side. Long 2 is no good for Abby Kanapke. Patriots get the rebound. Here comes Van Skyhawk. She wants to attack. It's cut off. Bounce pass is dangerous, but goes to May.
I don't think that was intended for May.
I'm not sure where, but that's where it ended up. Front for Dirksen. Dirksen to her right. That's May. May down low to Clater, left wide open and scores.
Wow, I can't believe nobody picked that pass off.
Nice pass for May to find her.
That was all the way through the lane.
Makes it 9-8. The lead for Jay County now.
It was a good look, though.
Callie Wendell goes to Faith Wendell. Back to Alec. Alec around to the right side to Abby Kanapke. Ball is tied up. Another reach and foul first.
I think they're getting Clater on that one.
Look like you put up 21. Hollowell back in for Jay County. Clater went out. Mumbauer also came in and Shimp went out. 9-8, the Patriot lead. They're trying to figure out who the foul was on.
Yeah, they got 44 finally. I think he thought it was 41.
Inbounds comes in. Shot is up, no good. Fort Recovery does get the rebound. Faith Wendell is fouled.
Jump ball, yeah.
No, one referee had a foul, one had a jump ball.
And he went with the jump ball.
They went with the hell ball. So it will go to Jay County on the alternate possession.
I thought Cash Hollowell had that clean underneath.
But the referee on this side called a foul, but they go with the hell ball. Dirksen across midcourt for Jay. Spins, gets it back outside. Down low to the right side to Hollowell. Long two is no good. The rebound taken down by Kinsey Garkey, a foot recovery.
Good ball move at that time for Jay Kenny to get an open shot.
Alec with the basketball. Goes to her right. It's loose. Alec picks it up. Now it's knocked out of bounds nearly, but Alec goes to save it. Then they go over and back. Now it's picked up by Van Skyock.
Should have been over and back.
It should have been. Here come the Patriots. Dirksen's shot is blocked. She got a back. Now to Denton. Denton will go to the hoop. Finds Hollowell. Cash needs help. Coming to get it is Dirksen with 2 minutes to play in the first half. Left side to Mumbauer and now to Van Skyock. She'll attack, throws it up, and scores. A little bit too far under the basket, switched hands, and got it to fall.
11-8, now your score. Jay County in front.
Now, miscommunication is the pass intended for Kinsey Garkey. Well, goes out of bounds.
I thought Van Skyock touched that. Layla Waddell will come in for Paige Mumbauer for Jay County.
Patriots lead 11-8. Indians have not scored this quarter. Jay County's outscored them 8-0. Here comes Dirksen down the court. She'll miss. Rebound is tied up. Alternate possession to Fort Recovery. Indians really missing Pearson out there this quarter.
Yes. Really haven't subbed that much for recovery. Only once.
Yeah. Callie Wendell with the basketball to Faith Wendell. Now back to Callie. Callie's pass deflected. It's loose. Picked up by Jay County. Here is Dirksen. She'll come down and draw a foul.
Foul should be on Elizabeth Allig. It is. That's her second. Team second.
So at the line will be Brianna Dirksen for two shots. First is short. And the freshman will have one more.
And 1:16 to go here in the second quarter. Jay County leads 11-8.
Short on that one as well. A rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell across the timeline goes to the right side to Callie Wendell. Callie in trouble again. Gets the pass off, though. With it is Alec. Alec back to Faith Wendell. Now to Callie. Back to Faith. Faith is tied up. It'll be an alternate possession going to Jay County.
Tied up by Cash Hollowell.
55 seconds to play in the first half. 11-8, the Patriot lead. Dirksen across the midcourt. Nope. Finds Van Skyock first. Now back to Dirksen. Dirksen will drive toward the hoop. Little runner falls and a foul.
I think they were worried about what Jay County was doing on the screens and watching for that open pass. Nobody picked up Dirksen, who had the ball.
It's her second basket this quarter, and she will have a chance for a free throw.
Fouls on Faith Wendell. Her first.
Let that one to fall.
14-8 with 40 seconds to go.
Here Kelly lost it out of back. Shots no good. Rebounds out of bounds to Jay County. 34 seconds to play in the second quarter. In junior varsity basketball here this afternoon. Small crowd is expected. Seems odd to say in this game, in the matchup between Jay County and Fort Recovery, but it's 2020. Van Skyock, 4-3 is short. Rebound is on the floor. Held ball. Nope. Picked up by Jay County. Patriots have it. Just threw it up, and it ends up on the floor. Hollowell goes to get it. Now to Dirksen. She'll throw it up and in.
Wow, she did just throw that up.
Left-handed shot that time from Deanna Dirksen. That makes it 16-8. Three at the buzzer. Block with a foul on the shot.
That will be on Brayley Van Skyhawk. That'll send Elizabeth Alec to the free throw line for three shots.
I don't think Brayley thought the clock was that low and was not expecting a shot that quick. She was way out there. Free throw is no good. She will have three. Indians, again, have not scored this quarter, so looking to change that here. Missed that one. Alec will have one more.
These are difficult to make. You're out there all by yourself.
And the third shot is in and out.
Oh, rattles
no
in and
good.
Out.
So Indians go scoreless here in the second quarter. After two, it's Jay County 16. Fort Recovery 8. The Patriots outscore the Indians 13-0 in that quarter to take the halftime lead again. 16-8. We'll come back, look at our halftime stats, and have more after this.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping your business plan for the unexpected. No matter whether you're a small mom-and-pop shop or a large international business, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. For more about your business insurance, see me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. 16-8, the Patriots of Jay County lead Fort Recovery here at the half. Again, it was 8-3 Fort Recovery after one. But the Patriots outscore the Indians 13-0 in the second quarter. At the half, again, Jay County 16 and Fort Recovery with 8. So does Edmund check out at least half of our stats here?
We'll look at Fort Recovery first. They're led in scoring by Mara Pearson with 6. 2 points for Faith Wendell for Fort Recovery's 8-point total at the half. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 3 of 6 for 50%. Second quarter, 0 for 4. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 3 of 10 for 30% from the floor.
from the free throw line.
In the first quarter, Fort Recovery was 2 for 2. Both those free throws were made by Para Pearson. Second quarter, 0 for 3. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 2 of 5 for 40% from the free throw line. From three-point range, Fort Recovery has not attempted a three-pointer in the first half. When we come back, we'll look at Fort Recovery's halftime, or Jay County's halftime stats right after this.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Habegger's Ace Lumber in Bern is a full-line, full-service lumberyard. We give you knowledgeable staff and personalized service. We offer quality materials that will help you complete your next home or farm project. We offer lumber and roofing, insulation, drywall, siding, windows and doors, Benjamin Moore paint, and much more. Call Habegger's Ace Lumber at 1-800-772-5223.
Are you looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Your Carrier dealer in this area is Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland.
Back here at Fort Recovery High School, where we're at halftime of the JV game between Jay County and Fort Recovery. Jay County leads Fort Recovery 16-8. Let's look at Jay County's halftime stats. They're led in scoring by Brianna Dirksen with 7. 3 points for Danielle May. 2 points for Jaden Clater. 2 points for Molly Mullenkamp. And 2 points for Braylee Van Skyhawk. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 1 of 8 for 13%. Second quarter, 6 of 14 for 43%. So at the half, Jay County is 7 of 22 for 32% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first quarter, Jay County was 1 of 2 for 50%. Second quarter, 1 of 3 for 33%. So at the half, Jay County is 2 of 5 for 40% from the free throw line. And in that first half, Jay County was 0 for 2 from three-point range. And at the half, I have Jay County out-rebounding Fort Recovery 14-10.
Turnovers, Fort Recovery 4 in the first quarter and 5 in the second quarter. They have 9. Jay County 4 in the first and 3 in the second. The Patriots with 7 turnovers at the half. Again, 8-3, Indians after 1. Our halftime score is Jay County 16 and Fort Recovery 8. And it looks like 2020 is struck again as the game between number 1 Gonzaga and number 2 Baylor has been canceled because of a COVID positive for somebody for Gonzaga. So there goes the best basketball game of the year so far off the schedule here early on. So no Gonzaga-Baylor basketball game today. But we're playing here this afternoon. Again, 16-8 the lead for Jared County. The Patriots took control in that second quarter. Again, we'll also have senior night for Fort Recovery between games here today. The Indians honoring their seniors here early on. For Fort Recovery, their seniors will be Brenna Holman, Paige Fortkamp, Kiara Wendell, Allie Vaughn, and Hope Wendell. The 5 seniors for the Indians.
And the chicken dance, that's funny.
Yeah, we could turn that music on if we wanted to. Again, halftime here, it is Jay County 16 and Fort Recovery 8. We'll have more from the Fort Site Fieldhouse after this.
The John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Aaron Walter. Teamwork is very important in sports. To be successful on the basketball court, football field, or any other playing area requires teamwork. The same is true in many other areas of life, including the selection of your insurance coverage. Barnum Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, will work with you on your team so you can be successful in choosing the winning combination for security and protection. Barnum Brown Insurance Agency and Hastings Mutual are team players. Call Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk at 765-768-6721. Contact an insurance agency that cares about you.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 16-8, the lead for the Patriots. The No Jay County Fort Recovery boys basketball game tonight that was canceled a couple of weeks ago.
See, on the floor for Fort Recovery is Carly Wendell, Elizabeth Alleg, Mara Pearson, Faith Wendell.
As Pearson went to the hoop and missed, she kind of gets the rebound. Patriots have it leading 16-8. Jordan Quater goes to the corner.
Also, Kenzie Garkey is the other one that is missing on the floor.
Molly Mullenkamp for the Patriots. Had the ball deflected. Indians will pick it up. Now it's tied up. Alternate possession to Fort Recovery.
On the floor for the Patriots is... they're giving it to them.
Didn't they kind of just have it to start the quarter? No, that's right. They had the arrow wrong.
Brandon Dirksen, Molly Mullenkamp, Danielle May, Jaden Clater, and Paige Mumbauer.
Mullenkamp misses the long two. She kind of does get the rebound. Dirksen with it. Goes to her, left to May. And he tried to get it back to Dirksen. It's loose. Mullenkamp will pick it up, and now a held ball to Fort Recovery. About our 15th held ball today.
That one didn't result in somebody on the floor.
No. 16-8, the Patriot lead. Pearson with the basketball goes to Callie Wendell. Wendell to Faith Wendell. Callie to Faith. Back to Alleg. Alleg toward the free throw line. Leaves it for Faith Wendell. 15-footer's no good. Rebound. Taken down and held ball to Jake Allen. Number 16 on the hell balls.
Yeah. May is getting a nice welcome to Fort Recovery in Ohio basketball. Normally you think players will back off once you wave your arms around. Mm-hmm. Nope. They're just waiting for their opportunity.
Some of the Patriots play the same way, so
yes.
Should be used to it in practice. Down low, shots no good. Rebound up no good. Rebound up no good by Dirksen. And out of bounds off of Jay County. Three chances that time and could not connect. 8-point lead, 16-8. Jay County in front. On the left side is Pearson. Pearson stepped over the line, but they missed it. Goes to her right. With it is Faith Wendell.
She traveled.
Goes to the left. 10-footer is no good for Garkey. Rebound up no good. Rebound. A hell ball again, maybe.
Yeah. Yes.
They finally whistle the alternate possession.
We'll stay with Fort Recovery.
16-8, still the score of the Patriots in the lead. Garkey with it for the Indians. Goes to her right to Alec, or to Callie Wendell, I should say. Back to Garkey. Three-pointer is good. Kinsey Garkey with the three. First three-pointer for either team today. And full recovery finally off of eight. It'll be 16-11 now. As the Indians had about a 12-minute scoreless stretch. May drove, tried to pass. It's deflected on the floor. Held ball. We'll stay with Jay County. Denton in for Jay County. Going out will be May. 5-point Patriot lead. Jay County has not scored this quarter, though. Trouble on the inbounds, and just threw it in to Mumbauer. She'll put the shot up, no good. Rebound on the floor. Held ball will go to Fort Recovery. Coach Chris Guggenbiller tried to call timeout, but no one had possession.
You have to take a lot of timeouts if you're going to call timeout every time someone's close to having a jump ball.
That was number 17 on the held balls. With the basketball is Callie Wendell across midcourt. Tries to feed inside. It's knocked away. It's a loose ball foul called.
Foul will be on Clater. Her second. Team's first of the second half.
No free throws this time. Inbounds is lobbed up for Pearson. She'll miss the shot. Molly Mullenkamp got the rebound, and then it's knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Or at least that's what they said. I'm not too sure about that.
Well, it did get knocked away by out of Mullenkamp's hands, but I thought Clater touched it before it went out of bounds.
16-11 the lead for the Patriots. And there's a steal for Fort Recovery as Garkey took it away and then stepped out of bounds.
Both bench players for Fort Recovery in. Knapke and Lindsay Wendell. Coming out will be Faith Wendell and Elizabeth Alec.
5-point Jay lead, 16-11. Dirksen to her right. Here's the Mumbauer down low to Clater. Threw it up, no good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Pearson all by herself will come down and score. Mara Pearson makes it 16-13. Here comes Dirksen trying to answer and draws a foul. So Brianna Dirksen will be back at the free throw line.
Fouls on Kinsey Garkey, her first, team's first.
At the line is 32. Two shots for Dirksen. The first is good.
Cash Hollowell and Grace Shimp in. Denton and Clater out for Jay County. Also, Braley Van Skyhawk in. Paige Mumbauer goes out.
One more free throw for Dirksen. And got that one to fall. 18-13, Patriots back by five. And on full court press with the three new players in there. Holly Wendell across midcourt. Wants to drive toward the hoop. Cut off. Nowhere to go. Trying to get some help. Comes out to Abby Knapke. Knapke back to Wendell. Callie will miss. Rebound on the floor. Hollowell has it. And now it's tied up by Fort Recovery. Alternate possession to Jay County. Faith Wendell's still red, but she's going back in. Pearson going out. Wendell was pretty red when she came out.
Yeah.
Still that same shade of red. 18-13, the Patriots lead, and there's a double dribble. Dirksen lost the handle. And by the time she got it back, called for the double. With the ball is Kinsey Garkey on the inbound. Garkey trap on the sideline. Comes to Faith Wendell. Wendell across the timeline to Knapke. Knapke down low, double team, and a foul on the Patriots. Probably going to be Shemp.
Yes, but I don't see how she fouled. She just put the ball, her hand on top of the ball, but the only thing she could have got her with was the body. But
so two shots for Kinsey Garkey. The first is no good. Garkey with the only three-pointer in the contest. One more for the freshman. Got that one. 18-14 the score, 2:50 to play, third quarter. Quickly, the Patriots have it down low. Hollowell will score. That will be Cash's first points today. 20-14, Jay County back by six. Ball is loose, still loose, and the Hull ball will go to Fort Recovery. As Lindsay Wendell had it tied up.
You know, it's kind of odd if there's a possession without a jumble.
It does seem that way.
Pearson back in. Kanapke goes out.
Faith Wendell on the inbound. Gets to Callie Wendell. Wendell will go to the right.
I think all three Wendells are in.
I thought you were going to say it's odd if there's a possession where Wendell doesn't have the ball. Callie Wendell with the basketball comes down and misses. A rebound taken down by Van Skyock. She needs some help, and it will be Molly Mullenkamp coming to get it. She kind of leads by six. Left side is Van Skyock. She will drive, stops, pops, and misses. Gets her own rebound, puts it up off the glass, this time and in. 22-14, Jay County matches the biggest lead today of eight. Pearson across midcourt, just lost the ball.
Well, she tried to run over three people.
Yeah, she was trying to go too quick. And Jay County picks up the loose change. Here come the Patriots, leading by eight. Van Skyock with it. Attacks, feeds to Dirksen back outside the Mullenkamp. Three is short. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery, and then a foul on Kemp.
Nope.
They get Hollowell.
They get Hollowell.
Judging by the reaction by Kemp, I was guessing it was her.
Her second, team's third.
Hollowell will go out. Denton back in. 8-point Jay lead, 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Trapped is Callie Wendell again. She's triple teamed. It's on the floor. And Shrimp will pick up the ball. She'll bring it down. Now she has it taken away. And then a foul.
Foul on Shrimp. Her third, team's fourth.
It's tough keeping track of whether to call these turnovers or not, whether there's a change of possession or not.
Ravendale come in for Shrimp.
First fight of the Raven tonight, today. Callie Wendell with the ball. Top of the key, double teamed again. Gets out of it this time, feeds down low and throws it away. Callie Wendell is not having a fun afternoon against the Patriot defense. Every time she gets it, she is swarmed.
Foul again. And I believe Garkey goes out.
8-point Jay Lee in a minute to play here in the third. Pretty quick junior varsity game today.
Nice move that time by Dirksen.
She spins, goes to her right. Down low intended for Molly Mullenkamp, stolen away by Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians down the court, and they lost it out of bounds, yes, to Jay County.
Pearson dribbled it off her knee.
Wasn't sure that's what he was going to rule, but that's what he said. They kind of get it back.
Fort Recovery into man-to-man, and I believe Jay County's doing the same.
Holly Mullenkamp has it stripped. It's loose, and it will be...
Should be a jump ball.
Yep.
We'll go to Fort Recovery.
That is jump ball number 42.
I'd hate to think how many jump balls we've had in
now the same arrow is wrong, and it should stay with Jay County. They just lost track, too.
Yes.
22 14, the Patriot lead. 31 seconds to play in the quarter. Inbound, shot's no good for Denton, but she is fouled. And we'll have two shots.
Foul is on Pearson, her first, team second.
And then called a shooting foul.
I don't know how, but...
Okay, kind of inbound under the basket, comes into Molly Mullenkamp. And it's been fouling on Dale. So look how he does almost get it, but Jay County does pick it back up. 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Driving toward the right side is Brianna Dirksen. Feeds inside. Shot is no good by Denton. Rebound. A foul. He'll be on full recovery. Pearson again.
Her second. Team's third. Molly Mullenkamp will be at the free throw line for the first time today.
Two shots. Good.
She started this whole mess off with scoring the first 2 points of the game.
And that's her first point since then. 23-14, that's the biggest lead now. Second free throw is also good. 24-14, 7 seconds to go. Van Skyhawk steals the inbounds. This is to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp downloaded Dirksen and blocked out of bounds with 1.5 seconds to play.
This is going to have to be a catch and shoot opportunity.
Inbounds to Denton. She'll put it up and in. Denton got loose on the screen and puts Jay County up 26-14 after three. Jay County has dominated the last two quarters to take a 12-point lead. 26-14 the score. We'll come back, have the fourth and final quarter coming up after this timeout. You're listening to Jay County and Fort Recovery Basketball here on WPGW.
Joe, look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy, I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161. 7161.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 26-14, the Patriot lead as we start the fourth and final quarter. Kelly Window with the basketball for the Indians. Goes down low, in some trouble. Here's Garkey and got the ball out to Pearson, and Pearson will draw a foul. And she will have two shots.
Foul on Molly Mullenkamp, her first, team fifth. Pearson's first trip to the line since the first quarter.
Free throw is good. She has 9 of Fort Recovery's 15. 26-15.
Pearson just a freshman for Fort Recovery.
That's also good. 26-16 the score. Patriot lead is 10. Just underway here in this fourth quarter. With the basketball is Bella Denton for Jay. Comes out to Braley Van Skyhawk. Braley will back it up. Needs help. Finds Dirksen. Dirksen will reset. Had the little give and go to Van Skyhawk. It's on the floor, though. Picked up by Fort Recovery. 13 Jay County turnovers. Fort Recovery has 14 and now 15.
Traveling called on Fort Recovery.
Third quarter stats.
CJ Conney was 3 of 12 for 25% from the floor, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, and 0 for 1 from three-point range. Fort Recovery, 2 of 8 for 25% from the floor, 1 of 2 for 50% from the free throw line, and 1 for 1 from three-point range.
May back in, and for Jay County, and Ravendale out. 3 for Van Skyhawk is off. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell with the rebound. Goes to her right to Callie Wendell. Wendell to the top of the key, goes to her left to Kinsey Garkey. Garkey hands off to Callie Wendell. Shot's no good. Rebound out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Six to 15, the Patriot lead. 5:41 to play in the fourth.
Oh, it's Jay County's ball.
Must have changed his mind because they did point to Fort Recovery. So the Patriots get it back. And a Dirksen to her left goes to Van Skyhawk. The pass deflected out of bounds will stay with the Jay County Patriots. As Pearson went tumbling over out of bounds. Get up on that ball. Get up on that ball. Inbounds to Molly Mullenkamp. We had 1 foot in the backcourt and 1 in the front court. To the right side, driving toward the hoop is May. Nice move. Missed the shot, though. Rebound comes up deep to Braley Van Skyhawk. Braley backs it up to the center circle. Now goes left to Dirksen. Dirksen on the wing. Pass deflected. Thanks. Back to Van Skyhawk.
That was a good pass by Denton.
A little too hard. Into the corner for May. May down low. Intended for Molly Mullenkamp. Too high. Picked up by Pearson. Another Jay County turnover. That's 14 today. Here come the Indians. Garkey along two is no good. Rebound tipped around. Pearson has it. She'll put it up. Pump a bucket and foul. Pearson makes it 26 to 18, I believe.
Foul be on Mullenkamp for second. Team sixth.
Now, Fort Recovery wants 5. Timeout on the floor, 4:39 to play in the fourth quarter. Jay County 26. Fort Recovery 18 back out the list.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoke from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
Mm-hmm. See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Free throw by Pearson is good on the end one. And Recovery's cut the lead down to 7 now. Recovery's yet to score here in the fourth quarter. Driving toward the hoop, shot is no good by May. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. And they just want to push it a little more, and they will throw it near Callie Wendell. She had to chase it from going out of bounds. To the right side to Garkey. Garkey's pass deflected. Pearson will pick it up. Still loose, and then pick it up again. Now they throw it away. Picking up the loose ball this time as Dirksen. She'll come down and miss. Rebound. Eventually by Jay County. Dirksen gets it to May. She'll miss. Rebound up no good. Rebound again up, no good, but a foul this time called. Mark Bogenschutz, the junior varsity coach for Jay County, is not happy about.
I know
about something.
I know what she, he is mad about. When Dirksen was going up for that shot, Pearson had her hand right in the small of Dirksen's back, giving her a little bit of shove as she went up for the layup.
May makes the free throw.
I seen the same thing he did, and I was like, it should be a foul.
Yeah, Bogey was on the referee pretty good there.
I don't think they were in any position to see it.
No. May misses the second free throw, rebound taken down by Jay Cunning, or by Fort Recovery. Pearson behind the back, Hollowell back in there for Jay. To the right side and traveling, or a foul?
They're going to call a foul on Fraley Van Skyhawks, so that'll be a 1-1 for Carly Wendell.
One and one for the freshmen. Both these teams are a mix of freshmen and sophomores. One junior in there from Jay County at times. Free throw is short on the one and bonus. Rebound taken down by Brianna Dirksen. Patriots lead 27-19. When they got the first point of the fourth quarter. Nice pass down to Van Skyhawks. Still score. 29-19, the Jay County lead. 3:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. And the end is stepped out of bounds as Pearson got trapped over there.
I think a couple of players for Jay County has figured out, okay, I know what I can do and I can't do.
As far as contact goes.
Yes.
Nice pass down low for Dirksen. Van Skyhawk missed the shot, though. The rebound, a held ball, will go to Jay County. That's our first held ball in a while.
Yeah.
So the Patriots have it, leading 29-19. 3:05 to play here in the fourth quarter. This change on the inbounds will be a timeout for Jay County.
Wow, he did get that before the jump ball.
Yep. Actually, I think the Patriot player on the court actually called that as well. So the Patriots do get the timeout. 3:04 exactly to play here in the fourth quarter. 29-19, the Patriots lead back after this timeout.
Trained and knowledgeable staff of surgeons at Adams Memorial Hospital are dedicated to personalized care in surgical services. General surgeons Dr. Megan Arntz and Dr. Jennifer Taylor and orthopedic surgeon Dr. David Coates use the latest technology to perform a variety of procedures. The trained staff serves your surgical needs by providing individual care in a safe environment, along with education for you and your family.
Hard work, dedication, and valued relationships. That's what makes our community great. Hi, I'm Tracy Carpenter with First Bank of Bern, where we believe that small businesses bring life to our communities and create a unique and happy place to live. Your local stores are opening, so pick your favorite restaurant, retail store, or another local business and make a lasting impact by shopping local. Let's work together and give our community the confidence it deserves. First Bank of Bern, member FDIC.
Here at Fort Recovery, Bob Stagler in charge of the music down there. Always have the best music of any place we go. 29-19, the Patriot lead. Inbounds comes in to Brianna Dirksen out to Hollowell, right side to Mullenkamp. Back to the left side to Dirksen. Dirksen dribbles to her left. Will spin, needs some help. Tried to hit a cutting Mullenkamp, and it's thrown away. Fort Recovery picks up the loose ball. Here comes Garkey. Garkey will get it back outside the Wendell, and she'll miss the three. That is Faith Wendell. The rebound, Pearson up and in.
That was a three, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was shot.
Right. 29-21 the score and a foul. On the innings is...
Should be on Pearson.
They're trying to add to their total. That's five now.
That third on Pearson.
Pearson has 2, 4, 6, 7, 15 points today of the 21.
The last one just right place, right time as the ball got tipped across the lane to her.
With the basketball is Mullenkamp. And a foul. Should be Pearson again.
That'll be on her fourth.
Fort Covey is trying to foul, but they would have rather it not been Pearson. With 2:12 to play. Inbounds comes in the backcourt to Molly Mullenkamp. To Dirksen. Dirksen toward the hoop. Leaves it right side. Three in the air. Is no good by May. Rebound. Will be a hell ball. Fort Covey. To play here in the fourth quarter, 29-21, the lead for the Patriots. Pearson will go to the right side. This is Callie Wendell. Wendell in trouble, needs help, and timeout called by Coach Chris Guggenbiller. 29-21, Jay in the lead back after this timeout from Hitzer.
How's this for a holiday gift idea? A custom-made metal sign. Or ornaments and decorations in virtually any size, shape, or color. All available at Hitzer's, 269 East Main Street in Bern. Stop in today and get your gift ideas created in time for Christmas. Hitzer's also has a large selection of Pelican Advanced Ice Chests designed to keep ice for multiple days. Fun and innovative holiday gifts from Hitzer's.
21, the Patriots lead. 1:51 to play here in the fourth quarter. And then basketball after the timeout. Fort Recovery supposedly down to 3 timeouts left. They come in with 4. On the inbounds is Faith Wendell. Comes in to Callie. Callie back to Faith. Back to Callie, ball loose, picked up by Molly Mullenkamp of Jay County. 8-point Jay County lead, 1:40 to play. Patriots would be in the bonus on the next foul. And Coach Bogan shoots once time now. 1:34 to play here, fourth quarter, 29-21. Jay County in the lead back after this timeout.
2020 automatically makes you think of what else? Your vision. And the year 2020 also marks the 35th anniversary of the optometry office of Dr. David Fullenkamp. Dr. Fullenkamp is also proud to announce the addition of optometrist Dr. Abby Broering Small, a 2013 grad of Jay County High School and a recent graduate of the IU School of Optometry to his practice. For your appointment with Dr. Fullenkamp or Dr. Small, call 726-4210. Dr. David Fullenkamp, OD PC, keeping your world in focus.
Back here at the Fieldhouse, here in Fort Recovery, 29-21, the lead for the Patriots, 1:34 to play here in the fourth quarter. Again, reminder, we'll have senior night for Fort Recovery, I guess, afternoon. Senior afternoon for Fort Recovery coming up between ball games. Honoring, I believe, the 5 seniors for Fort Recovery. 8-point lead for the Patriots here. They would be at the free throw line should there be a foul.
Both teams would be at the free throw line on the next fouls, unless they're offensive.
In the backcourt comes to Molly Mullenkamp. Needs help. Dirksen comes to get it. Over to Bradley Van Skyock.
I'd have Dirksen drive. Pearson's Gardner, she has 4 fouls.
To the right side of Mullenkamp. Bryce Foot Recovery's not fouling. Bounce pass comes to Dirksen. 1:15 to play.
I'd clear out. I know you're wanting to waste time, but
the referee starts counting, so Dirksen has to move. Goes to Van Skyock. Back to her left, lost it, got a back, and a foul on Fort Recovery. With 55 seconds to play here in the fourth.
The foul is going to be on Elizabeth Allig, her fourth. Team seventh.
29-21 the lead. And Skyhawk will have 1-1. And eventually got it to fall.
It's the shooter's roll.
Hollowell back in and Denton out. 30-21, the Patriot lead. Second free throw, also good. Also took just as long to fall in.
Yes, it did.
31-21 now. Callie Wendell across the timeline to Alec. Alec to Pearson, loose ball picked up by Garkey, who still missed the shot, but draw a foul. Foul on Hollowell.
Her third. Team's eighth.
10-point lead for the Patriots. Two shots here for Garkey. Free throw is good.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Hollowell and Pearson were talking about, but both of them had a chuckle on the floor.
Hollowell out, getting back in as the Patriots play offense defense here. Free throw number two is no good. The rebound will be out of bounds to Jake. I mean, 1-2 for Garkey there. 31-21 the score. 31-22 the score. 41 seconds to play. Mollenkamp across the mid court. Goes to Denton. Denton will attack the hoop and is blocked out of bounds.
There for a minute, I did think that ref was going to call a foul, and I'm like, that is horrible. If it is, she got that in the air.
I think Pearson thought she was called for a foul, too. And she looked at the referee like, no. Really? 30 seconds to play here in the fourth. Patriot lead is 9. Union's not really trying to foul. Down by 9 with 18 seconds to go. Van Skyhawk with it goes to her left of Mollenkamp. Down low, turnaround shot by Mumbauer, no good. Rebound chased down by Jay County. 8 seconds to play. Patriots going to improve to 4-2 on the season. As Mollenkamp just holds it and runs out the clock. 31 for Jay, 22 for Fort Recovery. The Patriots again go to 4-2 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 1-4. Again, 31-22 is the final. Again, we'll have Fort Recovery senior afternoon activities coming up here. The Indians honoring their 5 seniors here momentarily. We'll see how quickly they want to get to that. And 31-22, the Patriot victory here this afternoon. Quarter scores, Fort Recovery led 8-3 after 1, 16-8 at the half, 4 Recovery led 8-3 after 1, Jay County led 16-8 at the half, Patriots led 26-14 after 3, and again 31-22 is the final. And stay tuned, we'll have Fort Recovery senior activities here as they honor their 5 seniors, I believe, 5 of them. Before today's ball game, and we'll recap our junior varsity results and give you the stats leading up to the pregame for the varsity here this afternoon. We'll go down to the PA. The senior night here at Fort Recovery here for 2020. Again, the 5 seniors for the Indians. Brenna Homan, Paige Fortkamp, Kira Wendell, Allie Vaughn, and Hope Wendell. We'll come back, wrap up the junior varsity contest coming up right after this timeout. Again, you're listening to Jay County and Fort Recovery basketball here on WPGW.
If you're looking to stock your freezer in these uncertain times and like the convenience of always having your favorite cuts of meat on hand, then call Fisher Meats to order your freezer beef or pork. Don't have room in your freezer? No problem. You can order halves or quarters and specify exactly how you'd like it cut. Fisher's makes it easy. No worries. Give Fisher Meats a call today at 726-7355 to place your order. Fisher Meats in Portland.
Hi, this is Jerry Kauf from Kauf Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology C-Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off C-Lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect C-Lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kauf Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Final score in the junior varsity game, 31-22, as the Patriots with the victory. So does Evan. Look at some of our post-game stats.
First for Fort Recovery. They're led in scoring by Amara Pearson with 15. 5 points for Kinsey Garkey and 2 points for Faith Wendell. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 3 of 6 for 50%. Second quarter, 0 for 4. Third quarter, 2 of 8 for 25%. And fourth quarter, 2 of 4 for 50%. So on the afternoon, Fort Recovery was 7 of 22 for 32% from the floor, from the free throw line. In the first quarter, Fort Recovery was 2 for 2. Second quarter, 0 for 3. Third quarter, 1 of 2 for 50%. Fourth quarter, 4 of 5 for 80%. So on the afternoon, Fort Recovery was 7 of 12 for 53% from the free throw line. And from three-point range, on the afternoon, Fort Recovery was 1 of 2 for 50%. We'll take a look at Jay County's post-game stats from JV right after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Here at Fort Recovery. In between games right now, JV finished up where Jay County defeated Fort Recovery 31-22. Look at Jay County's post-game stats from that game. Leading the way for Jay County was Brianna Dirksen with 9. 4 points for Danielle May. 4 points for Molly Mullenkamp. 8 points for Braylee Van Skyhawk. 2 points for Cash Hollowell, 2 points for Bella Denton, and 2 points for Jaden Flater. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 1 of 8 for 13%. Second quarter, 6 of 14 for 43%. Third quarter, 3 of 12 for 25%. And fourth quarter, 1 of 11 for 9%. So on the afternoon, Jay County was 11 of 45 for 24% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first quarter, Jay County was 1 of 2 for 50%. Second quarter, 1 of 3 for 33%. Third quarter, 4 of 4. And fourth quarter, 3 of 4 for 75%. So on the afternoon, Jay County was 9 of 13 for 69% from the free throw line. And from three-point range, Jay County in the game was 0 for 5. And I had rebounding. Jay County out rebounding Fort Recovery 33-21.
Turnovers tonight and today, 18 total for Fort Recovery, 15 total for Jay County. Again, quarter scores. Indians led 8-3 after one. 16-8, Jay County at the half. 26-14, Patriots after three. And again, 31-22, the Jay County win. Patriots go to 4-2 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 1-4. Your junior varsity game here this afternoon. I see Chris Shantz from the Commercial Review down there has on the Michigan State hat. That's pretty brave today as they're taking on Ohio State right now. It's Ohio State 21 and Michigan State nothing early in the second quarter. So all Buckeyes so far this afternoon. So far today, though, in high school basketball, it's been all Patriots. They've won the junior varsity game 31-22. We'll see what happens in the varsity game coming up right after this timeout and our pregame show coming up after this.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.